Would you like to know one of the artists performing at the big weekend?
Yes, please. Just one.
All right, well, I'll just give you one. I can exclusively reveal, if you live in Maidstone and you get tickets to see the big weekend, or even if you live anywhere in the UK and you get to go to the Radio 1 big weekend in Maidstone in May, you can see a band that sound like this.
I wish it was me you chose. I wish it was me you chose. I wish it was me you chose. I wish it was me you chose.
Celine Dion. Mm. And she's going to be like, no, that's a joke.
Mm, my heart goes
Scouting for Girls, which I'm very excited about because I do love them. And they're going to be here live in the Castle, which sounds very a bit Noel's House Party, doesn't it? They're going to be in the Castle this morning playing live.
Performing literally feet away from where we are now.
Literally next to where Piers is sitting down on the chair.
The Chris Moyle Show, today live from Leeds Castle with Scouting for Girls. International Radio 1.
Yeah, boys. Got your own jingle.
Oh, hey. Copy that.
Yeah, how nice.
They like that.
Yeah.
It's a nice touch.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scouting for Girls are here in the Castle. Give them a round of applause. Wake up. Brilliant. Hello, boys.
Hello.
Good morning.
Have you ever played in the Castle before?
No, it's the first time. It's very exciting.
Isn't it exciting?
It's good.
It is, isn't it? I own this castle.
Do you?
Yeah, it's mine.
Nice. I like what you've done with the place.
Well, nice. I haven't done much, but I think that plasma looks wicked over that place. And I like the glitter ball. It just adds a lot. And the guillotine, that's original for me. So we all met. We've never met before. We met last night in the bar, and it was quite exciting. Roy, before being in the band, has had experience with live Radio 1 shows before, because he went to a Chris Evans Radio 1 roadshow.
That's right. But he can't remember where. It was somewhere like Ilfracombe or somewhere, or Woolacombe or something like that.
I didn't even plan to go. I just stumbled across it.
And was it fun?
It was brilliant.
There you go.
We were basically telling Roy last night in the bar how Radio 1's big weekends are now far bigger than the roadshows, which obviously you experienced in the past.
We felt we needed to explain to him what it was like after he asked the question, and do we mime, or do we no, it's a proper stage and a proper band and everything.
The one which I saw, they were miming. So.
That was a road show. Do you remember who was on the show, band wise?
No. Sorry.
So what year, that 95?
Yeah. Someone like Echo Belly or someone like that.
Yeah, it was one. Yeah. Chris Evans was wearing a white robe and nothing else.
Wow.
Well, I think nothing else. I didn't get that close.
Well, if you want, I'll do the same in the big weekend. I'll tell you what, I'll introduce you naked.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Do you like that?
Is that a promise? That's on air.
Not really.
Set in stone.
No, it's not. It'd probably just be loose and hanging, but I mean...
a dressing gown.
It's a lot of trouble to go to just to set it in stone. And Pete, how many people say that you look like me?
Hundreds.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a compliment, right?
Yeah, well, for you, yeah.
How old are you, Pete?
I'm 26.
Yeah. Do you want to get to 27?
Sorry?
Do you want to get to 27?
Sorry, Chris.
Are you a single man?
No, I'm not.
All right, okay. Well, let me tell you, the ladies love a bit of Moyle, so they'll be all over you like a rash. How long have you been with your girlfriend?
2.5 years.
2.5 years. He's a dumper. Because now you're in this band that you're famous and everything, you get loads of chicks.
No.
Really?
I wish.
Oh, okay.
You wish?
You wish. There you go.
Man, you were in so much trouble.
What's your girlfriend's name?
Kim.
Kim, if you're listening, he just said he wishes he could have some girls. He's in a band called Scouting for Girls. He said on the air he wishes he had loads of girls. Kim, if I were you, I'd dump his ass. I'd leave him. And Greg from Scouting for Girls, I don't know if you remember, but we said this earlier, he used to be Carpet Monster on The Big Breakfast.
I'm glad you said monster this time, not what he said before, because that was the wrong connotation.
Do you remember him?
Yes, I do. He stood there.
Do you remember
him?
No.
You
do. You, honestly, you could be brothers. He also looks like an American comedian called Carrot Top.
Yeah.
Come on, give us some references I've heard of.
You look like Pavarotti. You don't, but you might have heard of him.
Steve Cram. I mean, you don't really, but...
You look a lot like Martin Buchanan off Art Attack. Is that right?
Oh, you know.
Yeah.
Me with a paintbrush.
Okay, all right. I have no idea what that means. So, Dave, do you know anything? Do you know much about the band? Do you want me to fill you in, or do you?
I know a bit.
Because you let the music do all the talking, don't you, when
That's
it comes
right.
to bands like this?
I'm not interested in detail, but if you want detail, obviously there's Roy Stride, Greg Churchhouse and Peter Ellard make up the band.
I call him Pete.
Pete.
Yeah.
And they're a British band from London. And the band's name is a play on words on the renowned Scouting for Boys handbook, don't you know?
Is that true? Oh, okay. And I've also read on my notes, and I didn't know this, and maybe I should have done... What song are you going to do first, by the way?
She's So Lovely.
Okay, and She's So Lovely is about who?
It's about lots of people.
Because the story that I heard is it's about Michaela Strachan.
We've got a song on our album, the secret track on our album, which obviously isn't that secret now, is called Michaela Strachan Broke My Heart When I Was 12.
Oh.
And so lots of people think that She's So Lovely, it's about four or five different...
Who?
I can't tell you.
Why?
It's a secret.
Are they famous people or are they real
some
normal?
Some of them.
Can we guess?
Just in my mind. Yeah, you can do.
Rusty Lee.
Sarah Green.
Carol Vorderman. And...
Carol Thatcher.
That's about right.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Weird taste. Are you single?
No.
I'm quite surprised with that. What do you think, Wob? all right, so listen, the big weekend's going to be great. Thanks for coming today. Thanks for coming along today to perform in the castle.
Cool.
And you're going to play live now. So everybody on the way to work, whatever you're doing, if you're in the car, stuck in traffic, get the radio cranked up. Live from Leeds Castle on Radio 1, this is Scouting for Girls.
1, 2, 1, 2, 4.
Her clothes, she looks just like them girls in Vogue. I love the way she plays it cool. I think that she is beautiful. But she's so lovely, but she's so lovely, but she's so lovely, but she's so lovely, so lovely, but she's so lovely, but she's so lovely. Oh yeah, she's pretty. A fitty. She's got a boyfriend now and that's a pity. Cause she's a flirty, turn 30. If that the age of girl gets really dirty. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know how we'll make it through this. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. I love the way she bites her lip. I love the way she shakes them hips. I love the way she makes me drool. I think that she is beautiful. But she's so lovely, but she's so lovely, but she's so lovely, but she's so lovely, she's so lovely, but she's so lovely, but she's so lovely. Oh yeah, she's a stunner and a wonder. Was she this fit when she was 10 years younger? Well, come see me discreetly. She said she's got a triple T to teach me. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know how we'll make it through this. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know how we'll make it through this. I don't know, I don't know. You are lovely, I think that 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 she is beautiful. Oh, oh, oh. She's so lovely, she's so lovely, she's so lovely. 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 I don't know. I
I don't know how we'll make it through this. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know how we'll make it through this. I don't know.
Nice.
Very good.
Roy looked at me there as if to go, "Cool, on, we're finished now, say something." But we always leave a gap just in case the bands ever want to put it as a B-side. And nice. We leave a gap then, so, you know, otherwise you get me going, "Doo!" right at the end. That was great.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was really good. I sounded a bit surprised. I shouldn't be, because I'm a bit, as I said, I'm a big fan. That sounded brilliant.
People loving it on the text as well. A selection including someone saying it was awesome. They are the best, says Grant from Chesterfield. Tar for playing that just made my boring drive to work much better, says George in Seaton. And this might be my favourite Radio 1 moment, and I listen to you every day. Beautiful, HMOA.
Really? To be fair, come on. What, funnier than the way you milked me, Phil, by Michael Jackson in the morning?
So, says H on their way to Bicester.
Well, to be fair, all the way through that, Pete was texting with one hand while he was doing the little shaky thing with the other. So, I've noticed in that song, which I've heard a million times, because Radio 1, I don't know if you're aware, but Radio 1 are quite fond of their record. And you wrote that yourself. Who writes for the band?
Me.
That's just seriously bought you a villa in Portugal, I'm telling you, with the royalties of that, from us playing that one song alone. But there's a line in it about flirty and 30.
Ain't that the age a girl gets really dirty?
Now, do you genuinely believe that at the age of 30 girls get dirty, or is it just a simple rhyme?
Well, it was hearsay on my part.
Okay, but because Natalie and Rachel have just pretty much recently turned 30. I'm bringing you up there, girls, by the way. So we can find out if that is indeed true.
That'd be good.
Okay, Rachel is quite dirty, but... But only, you know, in the hygiene department, not in anything mucky. Whereas Natalie, it's quite a tramp.
How do you know?
Huh? Hey, Natalie, last night at the bar?
Tiger.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scouting for Girls, who are going to be in the big weekend. And you're going to do another song for us later?
We will.
Nice one. Ladies and gentlemen, we're live from Leeds Castle in Kent today. Please welcome back the band, simply known as Scouting for Girls.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. I always thought that was pre-recorded, that.
Everyone says that.
That's amazing.
Everybody
does.
Everyone says, but it's always live. You know, like, you know, here at the BBC, we'd like to be honest and tell the truth. Unlike other channels. That's lie.
They're rubbish compared to us.
Yeah. Right, so we're going to play... I don't really know how this came about, but we're going to play a game of Guess the Intro.
Yes.
Scouting for Girls are going to play some intros to songs, and we have to guess what those songs are. But they're going to be Scouting for Girls' acoustic interpretation of the song, but then we have to name the original.
Is it a bit like Vic Reeves doing stuff in the club style on Shooting Stars?
Almost.
Almost. Yeah.
It could be that bad.
And do I play against you, then? So do we shout our name when we know what the answer is?
Why not?
Okay.
I'll keep score.
Okay. Oh, Rachel will keep score. So do you sing, or is it the instrumentals?
We're just a little instrumental.
Okay. All right.
At the beginning.
So, this is quite exciting. All right, well, let's go with... oh, hang on, let me get the jump bings and bongs.
Yeah, bings and bongs.
Second.
Mega.
Right. All right, let's take it away. Song number one. Chris! So do the notes Christmas...
Nope.
Now you're out for the rest of the
intro.
Yeah, no, you are, because you buzzed in incorrectly.
Well, no, you just added that rule, and that was obviously just a joke that I did, so you can shove it.
Carry on, Roy.
Right.
Oh, Dave. Back for good.
Beautiful.
Wow, okay, good. I thought it was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Yeah. What, Won't Back Down?
No, Free Fall.
Oh, Free Fall. I love that one.
Yeah. That would have been good, that. But you chose Takedown instead. All right. Let's do song number two. Weird, because you're making utter noises, but I don't know if you actually know it.
I thought I did for a minute, now I don't again.
Is it old?
It's no, new. It's new, it's current.
Is it?
Current. Wow. Let's hear it again.
She's so lovely, she's so lovely, she's so lovely.
Back for
she's
good.
So lovely.
Sounds like Peaches by the Stranglers mixed in with Wonder Stuff.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think we both give up.
Yeah. Yeah. It's Kylie's Two Hearts.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
The chorus.
I know.
You make me invisible. I sky you make my day.
That's rubbish. I mean, I've got to be honest, it's like a nice version, but who the hell would have got that? Nobody would have got that, would they?
I don't think so.
Dum dum ba dum dum ba dum ba dum ba dum.
All right. Can we have another one?
Yeah, let's go with number three.
Dave.
Dave?
No,
that's me. Hi. Roy. Is it Snow Patrol?
And it is indeed.
And Chasing Cars.
Yeah. He's good.
Yeah, he is, yeah. So, you know, well, whatever, I'm not making excuses. All right, okay, I'll get the next one. Here we go, let's rock.
This one's really easy.
All right.
David.
Chris! Oh, just whatever he says, just say no, and then I'll jump in with the other one.
Okay, I know how to do this.
Okay.
Is it Vanilla Ice and Ice Ice Baby?
No.
Is it Under Pressure from Queen?
Why, it is, Chris. Yeah. Well done.
Hey. Oh, I always get that wrong.
High five. No. All right, good. So this is it. I'm in the race now. I'm warmed up. I'm ready to go. Let's have another intro from Scouting for Girls. Here we go.
Do you want one from Pete?
Yeah.
Why not?
Ready?
We will rock you. Brilliant. We're neck and neck now. This is good.
All next. Right. Dave.
Oh, no. Chris.
American Idiot, Green Day.
No, you say your name and then, you think. Try and work out what it is, and that's not right. Rachel, feel free to jump in and ban him.
I was going to say, who got We Will Rock You?
Me. Me.
Chris.
I did.
Okay, it's 2-3.
2-3, okay.
Have you got any more?
Chris.
Dave. You're out. You're out. Hesitation.
No, because
that was Chris.
Yeah,
go
but
on.
She never said who it was.
Chris.
It was Nirvana. Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yarr.
Three all.
Yeah. Eat my goal.
Don't get stroppy, Dave.
Chris. It's Oasis.
What's that?
Brilliant.
All right. Correct.
I'm gonna go. Is it Whatever?
Was indeed.
Yes. Eat my goal!
4-3.
Do you have any more?
We can do
something. All right, okay, let's do it.
They get a little bit.
They get a bit more random.
I'll tell you what, he's on page 3 of his book, though. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Dave, is it the band Scouting for Girls and their big hit, She's So Lovely?
Oh, well done, Dave.
Thank you.
I think you'll actually find it. It's called She's So Lovely. Not lovely, it's lovely.
Lovely.
Yeah, they really emphasise the syllables in the word.
What's that, 5-4 to me?
No, 4-all. No.
4-all.
Let's have one last one.
Okay. Right, well, this is
this
it.
One is on piano.
This one is on piano, oh, okay. Sorry. Is it Beverly Craven? Sorry. She's so lovely, she's so lovely. And mucky, she likes
rubber ducky
and nookie.
Oh, they won't get this.
Oh, oh, oh.
I'll let you win.
Thank you very much. I'm glad they didn't ask me what it was, because I can't remember what it was called. I apologise, that's what it is. Yeah, extra point. Yeah. Thank you very much, Scanning for Girls. That was good. We do that every Friday.
We've never played live Beat the Intro before.
No, I know.
There's a reason. Yeah.
That was good.
I liked it.
We've done a lot worse links.
Yeah. You should have heard the news at 8:30. Yeah. Hey, Dominic! okay, right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a couple of records, and then Scouting for Girls is going to come back and do... I take it they're going to do She's So Lovely. So what are we going to do?
I'll pay attention.
Elvis isn't dead, because I heard him on the radio.
That one.
Yeah. That's the one. Easy. I tell you what, it's a doddle that's been in a band business, isn't it? Let's see what they're like at breakfast radio. That'll show them up. All right, so are you ready?
Yep.
I love this record.
Cool.
Please don't mess it up.
Okay.
Right. Live on Radio 1, they're going to be at the big weekend in Maidstone in May. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Scouting for Girls. Thanks for that one bit of applause there.
When I was young, I never knew what this thing called love could do to you. But since you've been gone and I've been on my own, well, I've been feeling quite peculiar. But oh, I get by without your smile. And oh, I get through without you. But I wish it was me you chose. And I wish it was me you chose. And I wish it was me you chose. It was me, it shows, cause Elvis ain't dead.
I wish it was me,
and you're coming by.
I wish it was me,
and Elvis ain't dead. And you're coming by.
I wish it was me.
Oh, since you've been gone, I can do what I like. But it doesn't mean a lot to me. I'm all shook up and I'm lonesome tonight. I think I need love, the boss of me. But oh, I get by without your smile. And oh, get through without you. But I wish it was me you chose. And I wish it was me you chose. And I wish it was me you chose. I wish it was me you chose. Cause Elvis ain't dead. Maybe we were never meant to be. Oh, you and me. Or maybe we were never meant to be. Cause Elvis isn't dead. Elvis isn't dead. Elvis isn't dead. Cause I heard him on the radio. Elvis isn't dead. Elvis isn't dead. Elvis isn't dead. And you're coming back to me. Oh no, Elvis isn't dead. Elvis isn't dead. Elvis isn't dead. Cause I heard him on the radio. Elvis isn't dead. Elvis isn't dead. Elvis isn't dead. Oh me, it shows. And I wish it was me. It shows. And I wish it was me. It shows. I wish it was me. It shows. Cause Elvis ain't dead.
It's going to be a great weekend. It's at Moat Park, Maidstone. It's taking place on the 10th, 11th of May. The usual thing, four stages,
yeah.
Actually. Was there four last year or three? There was three, wasn't there?
An extra one this year.
Do you know what it is? It's the clown tent.
Yeah, I know.
I just made that up. Can I just ask, by the way, that was a very good performance, and I'm sure everybody enjoyed it. But, Pete, exactly what was your role?
I was just a mentor sort of thing. Just
mental?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay, it's good. Emotional backup.
I can't wait to see him with the full setup. It's going to be great. He's got this massive set of percussion behind him. He just stands over his arms folded.
It went down well with the world's media, though, that have gathered.
Yeah, they loved it.
Well,
I tell you what, this is going to get such a big write-up in the 27 papers.
There's more people here than at the McCartney divorce.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Scouting for Girls, well done, thank you very much.